Sarah Toole, hello. Thank you for being with us on Le M Show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah, you are a nutritionist and you are also the head of health information at the World Cancer Research Fund, which is a global organization collating evidence on cancer prevention through nutrition and lifestyle. So, are we going to talk about how could we prevent having cancer from nutrition and lifestyle? Tell me a bit more about that. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so we collate all the evidence across the world and we look at the quality of information, and anything that is of good quality, we pull it all together and we make recommendations for how people can reduce their risk by being a healthy weight, being more physically active and eating a healthy diet.
Let's say for listeners who are affected by this and to prevent breast cancer particularly, what would be your recommendation?
So one of the key factors for breast cancer is drinking alcohol. So every amount of alcohol that we drink, unfortunately, increases our risk of developing breast cancer. And there's no threshold to that. And it has a dose-response relationship. So the more we drink, the higher our risk.
Right. So for all the parties that goes on and the upcoming parties at Christmas and so on, that's already one quite hard to, to follow.
It's actually a really important factor. So 22% of those 50,000 breast cancer cases a year could be prevented if we didn't drink alcohol. So it's a huge number. It's just under 12,000 cancer cases could be prevented of breast cancer.
No alcohol.
Yes. And all we say is, we do say for reducing your risk to the maximum amount, don't drink any alcohol.
Okay.
But we do say, if you do choose to drink alcohol, to just follow the national guidance, which is to have no more than 14 units a week. And to
so remind me, a unit, you consider what? A glass is a unit?
Well, we actually think that people find that quite hard to understand. But a standard drink that you would have in the UK, so for example, a shot of vodka or half a pint of cider, is about a drink.
Right.
So you should have no more than 7 of those a week.
Right.
So it's roughly about one drink a day.
One drink a day. Okay, and that's easy and simple to understand. Okay, so that's on the alcohol side. What else?
So the next important factor for breast cancer is weight. And it's actually the most important thing you can do to reduce your overall risk of cancer, apart from not smoking, is to be a healthy weight. So it's a really important factor for cancer in general, and it's also really important for breast cancer specifically. Now, breast cancer is a cancer that's very much related to hormones, for example, estrogen. So increased body fat in your body increases your amount of circulating estrogen. It can also put your body in a more inflammatory state. So keeping your weight down is a really important thing you can do to reduce your risk of breast cancer.
Right. And again, you know, I mean, being overweight is, I mean, apart from being obese, but it could be subjective. So how do you know you should lose weight? All women want to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. The one I know anyway. We all want to lose a little bit.
Yeah. So that's also where diet comes in very handy, where it can help you keep your weight healthy, and physical activity as well has been linked with breast cancer as well. So being physically active reduces your risk. An easy way to check if you're the right weight is to check what your BMI is,
right,
body mass index.
Body mass index.
And we have a very easy calculator on our website, which you basically plug in your height and your weight, and it tells you if you're a healthy weight.
Right, so that's a good start. Okay, so that's good. What else?
So as I mentioned, physical activity is really important. We recommend, again, it's nothing more than what the government's recommendation is. So trying to do at least 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity every day. And again, it doesn't have to be vigorous activity. It doesn't have to be going to the gym, going on a long jog. Simple things like going for a walk at lunchtime, even housework counts. And you can break that down into 3 bouts of 10 minutes throughout the day as well. It's about how much you do over the day.
Right, so does it count if I go to work walking?
It does, yeah.
Does it count if I take the steps in the tube?
Yeah, that's a
good,
great way of doing
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Right. Any other advice?
Yes, an interesting one, because as I mentioned, breast cancer is very much linked with hormones. Breastfeeding, for example, reduces a woman's risk of developing breast cancer.
Right.
So we would recommend that if women can, and if they have a child, to try and breastfeed exclusively for 6 months.
Right. Not always easy when you work.
It isn't easy, but yeah, that's why we say if you can, to try and do that. And the longer you breastfeed for, the lower your risk of breast cancer.
Right. Sarah, are there any easy, talking by colours of foods that you could eat to prevent breast cancer?
So we haven't actually found that there are any particular foods that particularly reduce your risk of certain cancers. What we have found, though, is that eating a wide range of vegetables and fruit reduces your risk of certain cancers, and it also provides you with nutrients and vitamins and phytochemicals, which act in the body to help prevent your risk. So, for example, phytonutrients are anti-inflammatory, they're antioxidants, so they help prevent the carcinogenic environment in your body from developing.
So what are these ones? Because you're using a lot of terms that my head goes, what is she talking about?
So, but this is where I think you don't need to worry too much about which particular one. So if you eat a wide range of fruits and vegetables, your green, yellow, red vegetables, you will actually be getting all the various nutrients that your body needs. Whereas if you start focusing on particular colours, you start limiting and losing out on some of those nutrients. So the easiest way, you don't have to worry about the names or, you know, the names of any of those nutrients. Just try and get as wide a variety as possible. Think about the rainbow and try and get that rainbow throughout your week.
Including white, because I've heard one day that the white, like white mushrooms or what we call the champignons de Paris, are white, and somebody told me one day, well, you know, when it's white, there's not much in it. Is that right? Is that true?
I would say that's not true. I mean, thinking about onions, for example, and garlic have been very much shown to have anti-inflammatory properties, which help, again, protect your body from cancer risk. So I would definitely say stick with the rainbow and go for all the colours.
Good, that's a good image, and rainbow is a color of peace as well, so it's perfect. And we are on the pink here for the breast cancer. Any, and that might be my last question, any particular country that has a diet that has been known to reduce cancer?
Well, that's an interesting question. At the moment, we see that breast cancer is higher in developed countries. We used to see that breast cancer risk was lower in countries such as Japan, which is why there is a lot of interest in soya, for example, and whether that can have an impact on reducing your risk. What's interesting, though, is that we then find that when those women move to more developed countries, within a couple of generations, they're then having the same breast cancer risk as women who've been in that country for a longer time. So it's very much about what you're doing in your lifestyle that is having an impact on your breast cancer risk.
Okay, because Japan is obviously a developed country. I mean, we talk about maybe the diet,
Western,
but also, I mean, soy is something that is quite salty, or anyway, the one we buy, you know, if we go to eat sushi, it's always very salty, mm-hmm. So then the salt is not good. I mean, how can we find a, you know, I presume maybe on your website, but it's, you know, one thing might contradict another.
Yes.
So who is holding the truth here?
Well,
is there any truth?
Well, I mean, that's why for us, you know, we've looked at so much evidence and research across the whole world, and people are looking at all sorts of different foods and trying to find the one food or the group of foods that reduces your risk of breast cancer and other cancers. And as yet, there is very little evidence to show that there are particular foods that do that, which is why we always come back, when we do our evidence reviews, we always come back to the same conclusion that actually it's about a varied diet. We do recommend that people try and eat more plant-based foods, have a more plant-based diet, so to increase the amount of vegetables and fruit that they eat, and to limit the amount of red meat that they have and processed meat, because they increase your risk of bowel cancer.
Right, so there's a big bash against meat, and a lot of people, particularly in England, you know, campaign for vegetarian and even vegan, mm-hmm. and raw food. I mean, is that just a fashion, or is that really something that we should all start looking at?
I think things, for example, like the vegan diet, what it does is it's not just the fact that they're just having vegetables. There are lots of other things with that lifestyle. So a lot of studies that have looked at the vegetarian diet, for example, have looked at Seventh-day Adventists, who actually have a broader, healthier lifestyle as well. So it's not just their diet that is having a positive impact on their cancer risk. So it's not just the diet itself, it's whether they're being physically active, it's whether they're not eating cheese that has a lot of fat in it. So it's not just the vegetables. It's really difficult to pinpoint certain things. People might be disappointed to hear that I'm not coming here with really simple...
The one recipe.
Yeah, the magic.
Okay, so maybe the one recipe is to go on your website and start assessing, you know, the BMI and maybe look at, you know, and it's a good reminder anyway to be active and eat good food. So can you tell us the website?
Yeah, so our website is www.wcrf-uk.org.
Is there any more complicated website to give us? Can you say that again?
If people just look for the World Cancer Research Fund, that might be easier. And we have the BMI calculator on there. And as I said, weight is the most important thing after smoking when it comes to cancer risk. So that is a great place to start.
Great. So as we will now move on towards Christmas celebration, we don't have to drink, we can't smoke, and we have to be active. Wow, what a plan, what a great great Christmas we're going to have. So thank you very much. This is Sarah Toole, nutritionist and head of health information at the World Cancer Research Fund. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.